with Jen.
And your girl is. Well, seriously, we have our first episode out already. One of us was a side chick. And, oh my god, we have a first episode out!
And we got really good, like, positive response to it.
Yeah, we had such a great feedback. I mean, personally, I was taken back by it. I'm very humbled and, you know,
I'm so grateful for all the feedback we got.
Yeah, and I'm very, very, very humbled by it. Like, it was just so great and overwhelming because we had so much anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you see, when they released, I was sleeping, guys. I know, I do care about my dream, but I was sleeping. Yeni called me 82 times. Seriously. And
I had to call your brother.
Yeah.
I literally had to.
Like, what was you doing? Like, are you dead? And I was like, no, I just turned the sound off. We have our first episode out already. So if you haven't checked that out, go listen to it. We will appreciate it.
And we want to thank you for all the support and all the feedback that you're actually giving us.
Yes, it's amazing, guys. And you guys are making us feel so much better. So thank you for that.
The topic of this week is a little bit about growing up in the city and the challenges we faced. How has it been for you growing up in the city?
First of all, we grew up in Helsingborg. Already the name sounds completely fucked up. I think for me, it was quite difficult at a young age. Schools, I didn't fit in my school, my classroom, my teachers. I hated everyone. I mean, I just didn't like the city. I felt like I, from a young age, like I just didn't fit in. I was the only black, like, girl in my school for a very long time. The only black girl, like, in the whole class, like in the whole entire school, and we got like 300 kids, so you could imagine. I don't think I ever fit in with Swedish girls as well. Like, I just find them so boring and plain. Like, it just wasn't for me. I just didn't have a connection with them, and they didn't have a connection with me. And I had extremely difficult times growing up here, and I was grateful to move away to London at such a young age. But I left you behind, though. How did you think about it? Like, how was it for you?
It was actually really hard for me because at a young age, I was already a people's pleaser. And I always cared about fitting in.
Yeah.
And, like, in both my circles, like, my Swedish and my Asian circles, yeah. I always cared about fitting in with them. And with that, always caring about what they thought of me, what they would say behind my back. So it was really hard for me to even leave the city or even leave the circle.
Yeah. No, because I remember that. I remember that you was friends with everyone in school, like from the Swedish crew to the Asian crew to the, like, you know, the whole Arab. Like, you was just friends with everybody. I was just friends with four people, and I was like, fuck everybody else. Like, yeah. Well, why do you think it's so hard for people that have lived in the city to leave? Like, why was it so hard for you to leave the city?
Because everybody here is super close-minded. Like, yeah. Super close-minded. And it was really hard for me to leave. But also, again, I think it's your comfort zone.
Mm.
If you actually stayed here until now, you would also feel like it's hard for you to leave. It's something that everybody aspired to do, leave the city, but no one actually really does it. People leave, but they come back.
Yeah.
So it's really hard, but it was really hard for me to leave as well. I was trying to escape something that was bigger than the city, that was bigger than myself. That's why I had to leave. Else I would have never left.
Okay, Pablo Escobar. No, but I'm joking. But no, I get you. I get what you mean. And I feel like as you grow older, like for us lot that left at a young age, I feel like we came back only for our parents. I
exactly.
Don't think, like, if our parents didn't live here, I don't think I would ever come back to this city ever again. Like, I would abandon. Like, I would be like, I'm from another city.
I would never come back here either because I feel like I don't really fit in anywhere still today. Mm. Like, I have friends. I do have friends.
Yeah.
And I love my friends. like there's nothing wrong with them, but I just feel like I don't fit in here. Like the things I want to do doesn't fit in with the city I live in.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have, Helsingborg don't have a lot of opportunities to get me. Exactly. So you always have to work 10 times harder than anyone else, or at least that's how we see it. You know, we haven't really experienced other cities, but I feel like you have to work 10 times harder to come out of here, like 10 times, especially not being Swedish as well.
Exactly.
That's like a whole different, another, like, difficult challenges that we have to face from day to day.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's because it's hard for you to leave. As I said, it's your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you have everything here. So you always feel like there's something pulling you back. Imagine if all our family actually lived in another city, we would never come back. Or like all our friends and family,
yeah,
we would never be here.
Yeah, that's exactly like what I said, is you came back purely for your mother living here.
Mm.
Same thing with me.
Exactly.
It's just like I would never be here otherwise. And the reason why we say this, so people actually do understand why we're saying this, is because there's not a lot of opportunities here. Like, yes, there is jobs and you can earn quite a good amount of money for you to survive, but the opportunities that we could have in America or London or Berlin or whatever, we don't have that in the city. Like, we really don't. We have to put ourselves really out there and work 10 times harder than anyone else. And I feel like, especially, like, thank God for social media, but if we didn't have that, I don't think we would, like, I don't think a lot of people would have succeeded coming out of here.
Exactly. That's, you can see it also in, like, the clubbing scene here.
Yeah.
Because when you go out here, you see exactly the same people.
Yeah.
Like, there's two places to go to, almost. Like, a little bit more, but yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, they still play. Go shout it, it's your birthday. Like, it was 2018, and you go out to the club, and they still play that. I'm just like, either. And the DJs, they always look like somebody's dad. Like, they're at that age where, bro, you have 3 kids at home. I know you have a wife. You need to put down this DJ equipment and go home. Like, you just need to go home, because let me plug my phone in. This is not working out for you. The DJs over here are shit. The clubbing scene is horrible. Absolutely horrible. And sometimes they don't even let certain people in, because they could just be like, oh, not tonight, not tonight. And it's just like, well, first of all, I'm trying to, like, come out because I don't want to be at home and it's a Saturday night. But then your club is not that important. Like, your club is not that popping. Like, it's really not that, like, it's shit. I don't know even what. Like, they make me second question what I'm doing in there all the time. And if you go out in Berlin, don't you have, like, the best time of your life?
I do, actually. I really do. That's the crazy thing. But the thing is, I want to go back to you saying it's a lot harder for you not being Swedish.
Yeah.
So can you compare yourself to a Swedish girl?
No.
Why not?
I can definitely not. Because I think Swedish girls, not to, like, you know, bash them or anything, but this is their country. This is not my home country. Like, this is, yes, I was born here, but this is not my mother's country. Like, I don't have those opportunities that a Swedish girl has. On top of that, I am East African. On top of that, I'm black. Like, I just face so much more difficulties than they do. They have a lot of doors that open for them that closes in my face. Like, when it comes to certain jobs, when it comes to doing certain things in life, when it comes to, you know, I can go out to a store and go shopping for makeup, and unfortunately, I won't find the things that my Swedish friend will find. Like, you know, and that makes me feel so uncomfortable. And sometimes that brings my insecurities up, because now, let's say we're planning for something. We're planning to go to a wedding or whatever, and I want to have, like, a certain outfit with a certain makeup look. And now I can't find that makeup look because they haven't included us dark-skinned girls to go by shopping in that store. For example, Kickstone have darker shade of foundation, nude lipsticks that will fit us. They have nude lipsticks for white people, but they don't have nude lipsticks for me. Do you get me? Yeah, I already got dark lips, so I don't want to be out here wearing pink. Like, I don't want to look like a crackhead. So, there's more that comes with it, you know. A white girl can come easy into the club so easy, but for me, they have to double check my ID, look at me, and be like, "Yeah, you're okay, then you're allowed to come in tonight," you know.
Yeah, so, I know that feeling as well.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt though that just because you're not Swedish, guys feel threatened to approach you?
Yeah.
At least, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not talking in general, guys. I'm talking only here in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been approached by a guy in this city. Like, never. And I was born, I never.
Me neither.
Really?
Never, ever been approached by a guy in this city.
That's surprising to me.
Why?
I don't know, because you've always been the one that had, like, you know, boyfriends when we were young, or people always had crushes on you. Like,
but no, like, no one ever approached me, like, in real life like this.
Yeah.
It's been, like, through friends then.
Yeah,
I know okay. him because it's through my friend or whatever it is, but never been, like, a random guy approached me in real life and be like, "Hi, you look pretty," or whatever.
Really?
Never in Sweden, but in Berlin it happened. But yeah. Never, ever in Sweden.
In London, that happened to me a lot, quite a lot, but... Okay, let me not get big headed and say quite a lot, but you know, a few times. But here, I've never. Well, I don't even know if they look. They don't even look at me. They're just like, okay, midget, what's up?
Yeah, they don't even look at me either. I feel like they feel. I wouldn't say threatened, but they feel afraid to approach me.
Yeah, I also feel like they are very. As we said from the beginning, they're very close-minded, you get me? The guys over here don't really have the balls to even talk to anything else but Swedish girls. And I feel like they all have one type over here.
That's true.
Do you get me? And that's that blonde, blue eyes, Lisa-looking type, like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean,
So, Becky with the good hair. So... They don't really look at us twice, but that don't bother me. Does that bother you?
It did when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, it caused, like, I always felt insecure, like, about my looks, about my body and everything. But then I grew up, I guess. I just, and then, like you said, I usually always have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
After that, I just learned to love myself and didn't really care about what other people thought.
Because
till this day, no one still approached me. So it has nothing to do with that today. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say that it was in Berlin that I just became, like...
More confident.
More confident or whatever it is. But it was before I left Berlin. I felt more confident...
Mm.
Like, and it shows also,
mm.
because I'm not the same person I was, like, 10 years ago. The antisocial person. I'm still a people pleaser, but not the antisocial person, like, you know?
Yeah, but let's see now, you go up, you have this group of Swedish girls that are your really, really close friends.
Mm.
And when you do go out with them, and they, because they're not ugly, like, they're all good looking in their own ways. And when you do go out with them... And guys approach them or whatever, and a guy don't approach you. Do you feel some type of way about that?
I used to feel some type of way about it when I was younger.
Yeah. But is that your type, though, for you to feel some type of way about?
Like, no. Like...
You just wanted attention.
Yeah, because when you were younger, that's all you knew. Like, why doesn't guys even look at me? Why doesn't guys even think twice about me, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, You guys can have them.
Yeah. I don't even mind. Like, I don't even want to be approached here. Get me? Because none of them are my type, you know. Unless you are chocolate dropper, 6 foot, looking the hella like, you know, hench. Then, and you will never find that in this city. So, excuse moi. Like, I don't even mind. Like, please don't even talk to me, sort of thing. But
that's how I feel now. But when I was younger, you know, growing up here, I was here until I was 20, 21.
You were here for a long time.
20. Yeah, 20. I was here until I was 20. So imagine going out with them and never been approached. Like, guys don't even look at me.
Yeah.
I look at myself in the mirror.
You just gotta look at yourself and be like, damn, I look good tonight. Like... Take some selfies, whatever, and dance and go home.
Like, yeah, but exactly like you said, now it's like, I don't even care. It doesn't even bother me.
Yeah. But do you, like, how do you how did you deal with those insecurities? Like how, because obviously till this day when you do go out, do you feel like, oh my God, like, don't I look good enough tonight? Like, do you still have those little bit of tiny insecurities, or is it more of a, I don't care, I look good, like I can get any guy I want when I go to Berlin, so I don't care about the guys over here? Or how do you feel?
I wouldn't say, like, today I'm more confident than I was even 4 years ago.
Mm.
But I wouldn't say, like, you, I would never, I'm not the person to think, even think, oh my God, I can get any guy I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, like, now when I go out, I don't have the intention to meet someone. I just go out to have fun and not think about, okay, is anyone going to approach me?
Yeah.
Do I look good enough for someone to approach me?
Mm.
No, that's not my thought. That's like, I'm going out to have fun with my friends.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing I do in Berlin as well. Like, I wouldn't say, when guys approach me in Berlin, I shut it down. Because, like, I'm with my friends, and then I'm like, I just want to be with my friends.
Yeah. So you don't even give them the time of day to even come speak to you.
Like, maybe if I'm standing by the bar by myself, yeah, you can talk to me. But yeah, when I'm dancing with my friends, I'd rather be with my friends than to just be, like, all over a guy. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not me mm-hmm. either.
But how is it today, like, you in your almost mid-20s, we won't say no numbers, guys, but how is it to live here today, and can you see yourself living here? Like, how is it? Like, how do you feel like, how do you feel like living here today?
I'm not going to
say. Do you care about it? Like, do you care, oh my God, I live in Helsingborg, oh my God.
You know about, I care about it so much, like, mm. I could literally, I was emotional, like, really emotional a while ago, but I could literally cry just because I'm living here.
Yeah.
It sounds sad, but this is not for me. This city is not for me.
No.
And the only reason I'm living here is because my mother lives here.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have anyone.
Yeah.
She used to have my brother. That's why I could leave for Berlin.
Yeah.
But now she doesn't even have my brother, which means I gotta come home.
Yeah, I get you on that one. That is so boring, though. Like, this city needs to change. Like, people need to open their minds. The club is seen. Let me be a DJ, first of all. fly in some guys from America. Like, just no, I'm joking. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, everyone just needs to stop being in this bubble and just start communicate, talk to each other. Like, everyone dresses the same over here. Mm. Like, all the girls dresses the same, they talk the same way, they listen to that one Rihanna song, like Wild Thoughts, from like 2 years ago. Like,
but I know what you mean. But the bubble we're talking about also is like, a lot of girls these days,
yeah,
they hate, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, when yeah. you, like, I could have a, like, it could be, you can meet a guy,
yeah,
and he brings you to his group of friends, and yeah. it's a group of girls,
yeah,
and they'd be like, "Heck, what are you doing? Why yeah. What is she doing?
Girls are haters. Like, that's just what it is. Girls are a bunch of haters. Like, we,
especially here,
especially in this city,
mm.
no one empowers each other. Like, no one tells each other you're doing well, you're doing good. It's always like, when you run into someone, it's always like, oh, what are you doing nowadays? Like, what are you doing with your life? Do you still talk to so and so?
Yeah, but it's the fake, like, hello,
yeah,
how are you doing today? Oh, okay, fine. What are you doing today? Okay, bye. And it's like a little bit awkward.
Yeah, and I feel like people try so hard over here to impress someone else. People need to chill out.
Now it's, we have so much hate for this city.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say I hate, it's like a hate-love relationship with this city, I would say.
I don't have no love for the city.
I love it because, like, during the summer, it's beautiful, like, all that, it's super beautiful, and, like, people can be nice during the summer, but other than that, I don't think it's a good city. It's like, I always say, It's a good city to visit, but never to stay in.
Yeah, visit when you're 60 years old, goddammit. Your grandma, like when you retired and you want to, like, you know, live in the countryside or something, then yes, come here. That's completely fine. But I also feel like I don't have no love for the city until the city changes. Like, I feel like the people that live here need to just be more open. Like, just be fun. Stop hating each other. Like, you see, like, when you're even outside, girls look, they give each other that dirty look. Like, even in the club, they just look at you, like, what you're wearing. They stand in their little clique. Like, everyone has, like, one drink. There's always that one friend that don't have no drink that always want to look at you bad. Like, girl, why are you thirsty? Like, why are you looking at me all thirsty with your dry lips? Like, stop it.
But all this, has this caused any anxiety, depression or stress for you?
I don't think it caused me any depression or stress. I think it's more anxiety and more insecurities. Like, I feel insecure, but I feel insecure within myself because there's not a lot of, like, for me, there's, in London, there was a lot of girls that looked like me. You know, I felt more comfortable, you know, with the bigger curves, with the curly hair, with the dark skin tone. Like, just, I felt comfortable going out because there was my people wherever I went. But here, it's just like, people look at me and they'll be like, oh my God, you have a Nicki Minaj bottom. And it's just like, who is... Why do you look at TV so much? Like, what's wrong with you? Why do you feel comfortable coming up to me and saying that? Like, that, because that person don't know that I don't feel comfortable. Do you get me? Exactly. You know, I always cover it up, like, you know, cover myself up properly. But it's just, I deal with a lot of insecurities, but that's within myself. And I feel like that's just the way, that's just with being here.
Yeah, and it causes more insecurities when you hear it. That's what you're trying
to say. It causes me because I get more stares than maybe what you get. Do you understand? So it's just like people look at me more and they're looking at me, but they're just staring at me. And it's just like, okay, welcome to the zoo. Like, I should get paid for you to stare at me. Like, what's, you know.
But how are you, because you're actually living here now, so how are you dealing with it?
Right now, I just don't care. You know, I don't go out as much. I don't go out. I mind my own business, and I have you. Like, do you get me? So I really just try to move on with it. I don't pay too much attention to it. What about you? Like, do you deal with any of these things, and how do you overcome it?
I wouldn't say that the society or like the society here causes me any stress or anxiety or depression. It used to, but not anymore. I would say the stress and the anxiety is caused within my home.
Okay. And how have you overcome that if you used to?
I still feel stressed at home. Living in a, like, Asian home, Asian household, you have to do everything. You have to deal with everything. You have to be thinking about, like, your mother constantly asking you, what are you doing with your life? You know, all those questions, like, why haven't you cleaned? Why have you done this and this and this? First of all, I almost work full time. I barely have the time, like, you know what I mean, like, the stresses it caused me, and I'm just like, I just want to move out. I don't want to be here. If I could choose, I would never come back, obviously. So I still don't know how to deal with that, because living in an Asian household, all the Asian parents want you to be a lawyer, doctor, dentist, or something that makes you a lot of money. Something that has, like, a big status. So they can, like, brag to their friends. That's what it's all about, living in an Asian household. That causes stress, or, like, you have to own a company. Because a lot of my friends today has, like, nail companies, like, restaurants. And my mother's always asking, what do you have? I was like, thank you for looking down at me.
Just be like, I got a good face. I'm a pretty girl, and this face is gonna give us a lot of money, girl.
You try that to say that to your mother.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I was like, this ass gonna get you money, girl. No, I'm joking, but I just think it's difficult being here, and I don't think that we are alone in thinking this. Like, I think the younger generation, they're so used to being here because they have their friends. This is all they know. But because of a little bit older.
I think also when they get older, they will feel the same, actually. Yeah. And also, I feel like, I don't even think that it's the only this city. I feel like everyone feels this somehow about their own city.
Yeah. No. Do you think so?
I really think so. What do you guys think? Do you feel some type of way about your city? Let us know. This week, we still have a sponsorship from the amazing Feline Lashes. My personal favorite is Russian Blue.
And mine is called Ragdoll.
What's really, really good about this brand is that they're vegan and cruelty-free.
Yeah, so go visit felinelashes.com and use unfiltered15 when you check out to get 15% off.
So, we're back again with the peak of the week, and it's an embarrassing one. So, some of you might already know that I work at Helsingborg's biggest mall, and during my breaks, I usually walk around and, like, see if I need anything. But this time, I actually saw a guy, like, I know him, but he didn't recognize me, so I was, like, smiling and waving at him.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything. He just walked past me and looked at me weirdly.
And what did you do?
And I just walked. I was so embarrassed.
That is so embarrassing. That is a definite peak of the week, because I would have walked back up again and said, "Hi, don't you recognize me? About you want to walk past me? Excuse me, I just waved at you."
So. I was so embarrassed.
Oh my god. I would be too. That's why I would walk up to him again and said hi in his face. Girl, can't be doing that. So stay tuned for the next episode. It's gonna be bigger and better. Okay? So stay tuned for the next week's episode. It's gonna be so much better.
And we're going to have our first guest on.
Exactly. So stay tuned.